Hey guys, it is not inevitable that you're gonna go back to your porn habit. Unlike what a lot of people online are saying nowadays, is that you're just gonna eventually relapse. But I'm here to tell you with personal experience that that's not the case. So let's get started.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Howdy folks, Ben Uyama here. I've been clean from porn and masturbation for the last 5+ years now, after it tormented me for most of my life, even after I was married, even though I had kids, even though I was a man of faith and I had all these ideals. I still had this dark habit. So there's this interesting thing that's going on online. A lot of the people that are in like the NoFap education and porn recovery field, understandably, right? I understand why people say this, but they say that it's just inevitable that you're gonna relapse, that you're gonna make mistakes, that you're gonna go back to porn masturbation. And so some of the guys in our program have been asking me about that, right? Like, is it really inevitable? And what do I have to say about that? And my honest answer is, I know that, I understand the reason they say that, and it's because they want to kind of lower the expectation and kind of break some beliefs and lower the expectation so that you aren't disappointed and filled with guilt and shame and if you do inevitably relapse. And they're trying to avoid that situation because we know very well what happens when you do experience a lot of shame and guilt with your porn habit is you feel so much shame and torment from that you try to drown that emotion of shame with what? More porn, more masturbation. So it kind of spirals out of control from there. However, there is one fundamental flaw in all the education that is going on. This is what I've really noticed over the years and that no one really teaches about, is I would rephrase that statement. It's not inevitable that you will relapse and go back to porn. It is inevitable if, big if, you never address the reason that you have the porn masturbation habit in the first place, okay? And this is fundamentally what I teach and what has been extremely effective and how I personally literally went from one day being a porn user, like two times a week, to the very next week never watching porn ever, masturbating ever again for the last five, almost 6 years now, right? So why is that? It was not inevitable. If you have the belief that something is inevitable, usually the behavior that follows is going to follow that trend, right? I often say that our beliefs inform our behaviors. And the reason that your behavior hasn't changed is because your beliefs about your porn habit have not changed. If you were trying to, you know, get fit or get fitter or get in the best shape of your life and you started exercising, going to the gym, eating better, learning about nutrition, all that, and then I came along and said, hey, you know what? You're eventually just going to go back to your old habit. Going to go back to your old ways and you're going to make mistakes. Yes, that might be true, right? But what use does it to have that belief? If I say that to you, usually what follows is your behavior tends to follow that information, and what happens in your brain psychologically, your brain says, you know what, it's going to happen eventually anyways. I might as well not try so hard. I might as well lower my standards and lower my expectations so that I'm not disappointed. And just chances are you will fail. So what do I mean by if you don't address the root cause of your porn habit, it is inevitable that you will act out? And when I say that, usually people say, oh, the root cause, figuring out my root cause, it's going to take a long time to figure that out. It's going to be so deep. I'm going to have to do therapy and counseling, and I'm going to have to do some inner child work and go deep into my past. It's really not that complicated, actually.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
If you understand the primary emotional trigger that causes you to have a desire to escape, right? And we know from studies that stress, anxiety, boredom, depression, shame are amongst the biggest contributors to the primary trigger that causes people to want to escape and go back to porn masturbation, right? So it's nothing to do with the external things you're seeing on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever. It's nothing to do with that. But it's everything to do with your emotional state when you see that content. And that's a very big paradigm shift that people have, is that it's nothing to do with the external trigger, it's more to do with the internal trigger, which is your stress and anxiety. So the key to victory and success long-term in your recovery is figuring out how to identify, label the negative emotion you're feeling before you feel this uncontrollable desire to act out. And before that even happens, getting really, really good at identifying the negative emotion, labeling it, and most importantly, releasing it in a productive way, not in a destructive way. Now, the destructive way that you've been doing for a long time, and I did for years, was bottle up emotion, get angry, get irritated, get upset at other people, blame other people. So the key is to identify it earlier on and release it in a productive way. How do you do that? You talk with somebody. The very best thing you can do, that's level one. You talk with somebody about your habit and you create a better support system in your life so that you have more people to talk with. That's the name of the game. And people that don't have any support in their life, no one to talk to, no parents, no spouse, no friends, no anybody that they can develop an intimate emotional relationship and vulnerable relationship with, those people struggle with addiction. They do. This is why typically women don't struggle so much with addiction than men do, because women are better at creating support systems, right? The next line of defense is journaling about it, like putting it on paper, because you're taking it outside of your brain and outside of your mind and you're putting it in words, because this whole battle with porn addiction is happening in your brain. So you take it outside of yourself and you write it on paper. The third line of defense, the worst thing you can do, it's still better than nothing, is you just reflect and you think about it. You meditate about it or you pray about it. Now, I'm not saying that's the worst thing to do, but it amongst the three, it's proven to be least effective because it's still happening in your brain. And it's very easy for that little monster inside your brain, the hijacker, whatever you want to call it, to kind of dominate and hijack the situation, the conversation, so that you always go back to it, right? So yes, it is inevitable that you will always go back to PMO if you never address why you have the habit in the first place. Make sense? So figure out your root cause, address it, figure out a way to release it in a productive and healthy way, and you will see success. That's my promise, because it happened. It works for me. It works for other men that I work with. Every single day I talk with guys who are doing this work, and they kind of go through a process of realizing that they started the program thinking it's all about minimizing the external triggers, like minimizing the time spent on social media, which is helpful, minimizing the accessibility to porn through software, Covenant Eyes, which is helpful, but it's not the solution. Those are short-term solutions. They're not long-term solutions. The long-term solution is you have to create a support system in your life where you can always release and relieve your negative emotions in a productive way, and that's the name of the game, all right?
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.